on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Beryl is slamming Texas right now after making landfall today as a Category 1 hurricane. It's now a tropical storm, but causing significant flooding. It's killed at least two people and prompted rescues along the coast. Houston Mayor John Whitmire.
Urge everyone, I plead with you, to shelter in place. Do not put our first responders in further danger.
Our Janet Chamlian's checking out some of the damage there.
We've seen overturned signs and trash cans sort of flying through the air. And we know what happens in a city like Houston when we get a lot of rain. It floods very easily here, and this season has already been a very wet one. The ground has been saturated since spring in southeast Texas.
More than 2.7 million customers now don't have power across the state. President Biden's taken a stand against Democrats calling for him to drop out of the presidential race.
We're not going anywhere. I am not going anywhere. I wouldn't be running if I didn't absolutely believe that I am the best candidate to beat Donald Trump in 2024.
Biden talking to MSNBC by phone, but he also sent a letter putting congressional Democrats on notice.
I'm Stacey Lynn at the White House. Politics professor Larry Jacobs isn't so sure this strategy will work.
To have the president write an open letter to Congress like this is an invitation for a member to now step forward and disagree.
He says it almost seems desperate.
Whatever Joe Biden has tried have not worked. And so now we're getting to these almost desperate measures of the president pleading publicly for the support of his party.
It comes nearly 2 weeks post-debate. Excessive heat warnings are still in effect today for many states out west, including California, where at least one person has died in Death Valley.
Honestly, it's definitely shocking. I don't know how anything can survive out here. You can definitely feel the heat on your skin.
The high there today is 126 degrees. More trouble for Boeing.
The FAA is ordering inspections of nearly 3,000 Boeing 737 planes because oxygen masks could fail during an emergency. There have been reports of oxygen generators on planes shifting out of position, which could result in a lack of oxygen to passengers. Boeing called for visual inspections in June.
That's CBS's Cammie McCormick reporting. And med students at Johns Hopkins University won't have to worry about paying tuition thanks to Bloomberg Philanthropies. The group gifted $1 billion to the school to cover tuitions for families earning less than $300,000 a year. Some living expenses and fees will also be covered. Average student loan debt for graduating doctors is more than 100 grand. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A woman was found dead in a Racine House fire on Crescent Street near Case Harmon Park this morning. It comes a day after another fire on Victory Avenue where everyone escaped safely. In both incidents, fire officials say there were no working smoke alarms. A 27-year-old Racine Unified custodian has been arrested for the possession of child sex abuse materials. He was arrested this morning. Official charges haven't been filed. Pleasant Prairie Police will transition to an automated attendance system starting next week. It impacts the non-emergency line. The goal is to manage increasing call volumes and streamline dispatch operations. A memorial service for Jonathan Delagrave will be held at Grace Church tomorrow. There's visitation this afternoon and again before the service tomorrow. Racine County voters will choose a new county executive in a special election set for December 19th. Ascension, Wisconsin has raised room and board prices at its area hospitals by about 20%. The price hike follows a cyber attack that disrupted their operations earlier in the summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers return home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back home after a road trip to Colorado and California. They beat the Dodgers 9-2 yesterday to finish 3-4 for the trip. They also avoided being swept by the Dodgers. Center fielder Blake Perkins coming up with a home run and was asked what Pat Murphy says about how they've managed to not lose more than three games in a row this season.
Murph says it a lot and Yelly says it a lot. I think with the way our team is comprised, like, we're able to make the lows shorter. You know, just playing team baseball, there's a different guy.
Lefty Dallas Keuchel held the Dodgers scoreless through the first 4 1/3 innings. Pat Murphy.
The reason we picked him up, the front office scouted him, looked at him, see where he's at. that and felt like the reason he could help is because his experience. He's not going to give in.
The Brewers host the Dodgers tomorrow night. Basketball, Team Greece beat Croatia 80-69. Giannis with 23 points, leading his team, Greece, back to the Olympics for the first time in 16 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow. Chances of patchy fog overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 82 degrees.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. There's the Beach Boys. Well, it was on this date in 1966, the Beatles released the Nowhere Man four-track EP in the UK, which included the songs Drive My Car, Michelle, and You Won't See Me. All four tracks were taken from the Beatles' sixth UK studio album, Rubber Soul. Here are the Beatles now. It's Come Together on WRJN.
Slowly, got you, I bought. Radio Park
to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Last night was another Racine concert band concert at the Racine Zoo, and don't tell anyone, but we snuck a microphone in. Check out the Racine Concert Band concerts Sunday nights this summer at the Racine Zoo. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Hard to do.
You are homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollmann. Thanks for listening this afternoon to WRJM.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
California, California dreaming. I'm such a winner's day.
other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years now, so let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's another big day for cleanup in Manawa, where things are starting to get back to normal. Floodwaters burst through a levee on the Little Wolf River during heavy rains Friday morning. People had to be evacuated from their homes. The levee itself didn't fail, but much of the ground around it washed away. U.S. Senate Democrats have canceled their meeting about their support for President Biden today. Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin has been mum on the topic.
I'm listening carefully to what my constituents and voters have to say in Wisconsin, and certainly sharing those comments with the president's advisors.
Some big Democratic donors want Biden to step aside. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A day after a fire on Victory Avenue in which everyone got out, a woman was found dead in another Racine House fire this morning. Racine fire officials say they were called to a home at just before 7 this morning on Crescent near Case Harmon Park. A statement says fire crews were able to quickly put out the fire, but they discovered the victim near where the fire started. In both recent fires, no working smoke alarms were in the residences. The careless use of a gun in a Wind Point apartment led to the arrest of a felon on parole who was found in possession of two illegal guns. Police were initially called after someone called 911 to report that a bullet came down from an apartment above. When the cops showed up, they say they found two guns in the apartment and several small children. A statement says one of the guns was stolen in a Racine robbery last year. A memorial service for Jonathan Delagrave will be held tomorrow at Grace Church. It starts at 11 a.m. with Bishop Rick Gonzalez officiating. There's a visitation this afternoon and again before the service tomorrow from 10 to 11. People going are encouraged to wear Wisconsin Badger attire in honor of Delagrave's passion for the team. The county clerk has set December 19th as the date of a special election to fill the role left vacant by the passing of Delagrave. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today. Could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow. Chances of patchy fog overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 82 degrees.
Hey kids, yeah.
Elton John on WRJN. It was 1 year ago today. Elton John told his millions of fans that they would remain in his head, heart, and soul as he concluded his marathon farewell tour in Sweden.
Till I leave the past. Since the number one, no is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. 'Cause one is the loneliest number that you. No good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. What is the loneliest number one? Is the loneliest number one? Is the loneliest number that you'll ever do?
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. How many of you are like me, and every time you hear this next song, you think of the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore? It's the Righteous Brothers on WRJN.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your lonely time, and time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me. Oh, my.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is peanuts are an ingredient to make dynamite. Okay, so I read that and I didn't believe it, so I looked it up. It's kind of sort of true. Their oil, peanut oil, can create glycerin, which can be turned into nitroglycerin, a key ingredient in dynamite. So it's kind of sort of true.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Because all of your hope is gone and your life is filled with
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Coming up at 3, it's a check of CBS News and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.